Liam, was that a pint dropped or a pint gained?
I'd say it was a pint gained. I'd say, yeah, we were happy to get out of here with something. Like, midway through the second half, it didn't look like that. We were pushing on the way we spoke about at half time. So, few chances near the end. I think Dublin had a few as well. So, no, glad to get out of here with a draw, and glad to get 1 point, I suppose, on the league table for the start of the league.
There were 13 yellows, 2 blacks, and 2 reds. Liam, was it that type of game in your opinion?
Yeah, it was. Like, it's February, it's cold February day. Like, you know, the ground, you know, Welsh Parnell Park here is in as good a condition as it could be, considering all the rain we've had of late. And you know, the ball just isn't moving the way it will come championship, and difficult for players and difficult for referees, to be fair. So, you know, it is league hurling, and that's, you just learn what kind of resolve you have in your players and resilience in your players more so than anything else. And really happy today that Waterford fought again right through to the bitter end, and that's the big takeaway for me.
Yeah, is that a big positive, Liam, that they fought right way to the finish?
It is. You know, we put ourselves in a good position now at half time to kick on and win the match. Like, but you know, I'm glad. I think, let's put it this way, if we hadn't come out of here with something today, it would have been very disappointing. So I'm glad that we didn't leave the game after us and we got something out of it. So we have lots of areas to improve on, definitely. But again, the main ingredient, which is required every day of the week, to go out in a Waterford jersey, is that never give up attitude, and that's there in abundance again today. So that's a big positive.
With Cork Daly making his league debut, I think Tom Barron only making his second league start. Liam, how do you think those two players fare today?
Yeah, they did really well. They're training fierce well, and you know, Cormac Daly is a very young guy, just straight in from the under 20s and still under 20 again for this year, and mixed it there with, you know, fairly seasoned campaigners, marking the likes of Chris Crummie and these guys that have a good lot of senior experience under their belt. So he acquitted himself really well, and Tom is bringing his Fitzgibbon Cup form right into the league here with Waterford as well, and really happy with them. And again, they're two new players to the panel, really. Again, that gives us options, hopefully, come the summer.
How soon do you expect Jamie Barron to be back in the mix, Liam?
Jamie Barron could be another week or two away at least, Tomás. Yeah, just taking our time with Jamie again. It's managing workload and making sure that when we get him back right, that we get him back right, and that he's there for you know, every round of the league and right into championship. We just have to be careful with Jamie and a couple of others that have picked up muscle strains due to the time of the year and the going and I suppose the volume of work we're trying to get into fellas to make sure that they'll be ready come April.
And I believe Tadhg Na Burka got run out this morning, Liam, so that must be very encouraging as well.
Yeah, Tadhg Na Burka got a run out this morning with the majority of our under 20s as well in a game just out the road here. So really happy with the way Tadhg came through that, and he's pushing closer and closer now to getting back into seeing proper league action. So we look forward to that.
And Laois coming to town next week now, Liam, for round 2. Will more players get their opportunity?
They will, yeah, they will. There'll be a couple of more players maybe fit to come back in that we'll have to get game time into that we haven't seen for a while. But you know, Laois will come with all guns blazing like they always do, and we'll have to be ready to keep that Welsh Park winning streak intact, and that's our objective. That any team that comes to Welsh Park, we make sure that we acquit ourselves well in our own home ground. So we'll be taking this game really seriously next weekend again.
Absolutely. Just a final one, a quick one on the hand pass rule, which is talked about, I suppose, in the standing up in the press box today again. Consistency or maybe lack of it. What did you make of that in terms of the way Colm Cunning applied it today?
Yeah, I thought again, all we're looking for here is consistency, as you mentioned, Gavin. Absolutely, 100%. That's all we want. Once the hands pass is either being blown or it's not. Now, the directive, from what we are led to believe, is from coming hard from Croke Park to referees to blow the hand pass. And I think the only criticism I would have of Colm Cunning today would have been that, you know, the hand pass wasn't blown. Because you either let it off or you blow it, one or the other, and that takes the confusion out of it once you know that. So. But other than that, I thought he did a decent job in the match, to be fair to the man. It was a difficult day to referee, as it was to hurl. So, you know, good day all round for everybody. Good workout.